countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Now, there's an awful lot of talk about the future of energy and where we will source it to replace fossil fuels. The rising cost of fuel is a reminder that we need to quickly advance renewable energy. Well, a number of Irish dairy processors have clubbed together with a plan to harvest biogas from farm waste, including silage and slurry, with the use of anaerobic digesters. It's called Project Clover, and its aim is to replace natural gas with this form of renewable energy. Donal Dennehy of Nutritia, a Danone company that makes infant formula at its plants in Cork and Wexford, joins me to explain more. Good morning, Donal.
Good morning, Damien. Thanks for having me on your show.
No, I'm delighted to have you. We're going to talk about Project Clover presently. But first, will you tell me more about your plant in Wexford? It's the first, I believe, carbon neutral infant milk formula plant in the world. How did you achieve this?
It is indeed. It's been one of our ambitions and long-term plan to get our Wexford factory carbon neutral. And this dated back almost 10 years when we started formulating our plans in this. So we put quite an extensive biomass plant into our Wexford plant. And as it has a small spare dryer and it's mainly packing, we were able to enable it to become carbon neutral and certified so. And we're very proud of that achievement.
Yeah. Now, the parent company globally has a target for carbon zero processing at all your plants around the world. Does this include your farmer suppliers being carbon net zero farming as well in order to achieve that?
It does indeed. It's a longer term plan than our factories, but our supply chain has to be net carbon zero by 2050. And we're aiming to have most of our factories carbon neutral by 2030. So it's quite an ambition.
Yeah, Danone, as I said, a global business. So you'd be privy to how Ireland is viewed as a food producer. What is our reputation like, considering all the pressure on our food systems to cut emissions and where we are at the moment and the fact that dairying has ramped up so much over the last few years at the expense of the local environment?
Well, Ireland is seen as a food producer, a good food producer, a good place to do business, a green place to do business. And those customers that know where we source our foods, and it's not by accident that we source 60% of our infant formula in Ireland, know that it's produced in a sustainable and green way. And that's our reputation throughout by those customers that know us. As we know, we have customers that don't know us and those in China and beyond. And that's the job of the country to make sure we promote our foods and the green image that we continue to have, thankfully, to those customers who currently do not know us.
Is that green image under any threat by your analysis?
Not so far. Okay. Because in general, the world is changing and we notice that there's a huge load being put on the world. But Ireland continues to have that image. And as we know, internally here in Ireland, it is under some pressures. But that's why we are introducing Project Clover and other initiatives to make sure we maintain that image.
OK, so Project Clover, it's where you've come together with a number of other dairy processors to try and look at alternatives, because dairy co-ops and processors use an awful lot of energy because you dry an awful lot of milk powder and you're processing 8 billion litres of milk every year. So what is Project Clover and what are you aiming to achieve with it?
Basically, Project Clover, as you said, is an industrial initiative. And what we wish to do is displace natural gas with biomethane by starting a biomethane industry. Which is quite an ask. And this will enable all the factories to become carbon neutral. It's quite easy to do so on electrical side. That's there already. But on our thermal demands, it's almost impossible because you can't re-engineer our factories. They're just too big. So what we do is we displace natural gas with biomethane, and that just flows in the pipeline, as does green electricity.
Right, to put it, I suppose, layman's terms and simply, so you're going to make gas from slurry and silage?
That's quite correct. We'll make these in huge AD plants around the country. Our ambition is to start with a pilot of 8 and grow that up to 125 around the country. These will generate gas. Some of them will be connected directly to the gas line, but more of them will be transported via tanker and injected into the gas line. And we extract that gas at an industrial level in our factories then, similar to the way that we take off green electricity from wind turbines.
Now, it's nothing new. We've heard about these anaerobic digesters. There's quite a lot of them in Northern Ireland. And Suzanne Campbell did a report, I think, some time ago about that. Why do we not have them here in this country? Is there some sort of silent revolt against them that they might maybe compete with farmers for land and grassland?
Not really. The main reason is that we just don't have the political environment, although thankfully that may be changing to encourage this. There's obviously quite a big financial differential between natural gas and biomethane. And that up to this point in time has not enabled this the industry to prosper. But hopefully that's now closing naturally. And we look for government support in this. And we see in the climate action plan already that there is a provision in there for a pilot scheme, which is more than welcome. As regards competing for land use, that cannot be the way. We already recognised this when we sat around the table to discuss Project Clover. We will not compete for grass silage for cattle in any way. All the silage that we need needs to be incremental growth. And this will be very much part of the charter that we will put in place. As I said, we will not in any shape or means compete for grass silage with cattle.
But are you going to buy the slurry and buy the silage off individual farmers? Is that how it works?
That's exactly how it works, right. Damien.
And then will you feed some of this gas into the national grid? As well as use it yourself?
All the gas. No, all the gas will be injected into the natural grid one way or the other. Which means then it can be extracted at any point in time. So it can decarbonize quite beyond industry if it's really grown in a good way.
But look, we need to do something. It needs to start now. There's no more pussyfooting around required on this because the clock is ticking. You're ready to go, but you need political buy-in. Now, the minister, I did put this to him the other day at the post-budget press briefing. He said he is very aware of it and that it is in the national development plan. Is that encouraging?
It's very encouraging for us. You know, we have been at this now with almost 2 years. So it's been quite a slow journey, and all industry is very anxious to get going because we'll be behind the curve. We see other countries that are quite substantially ahead of us at this stage. We want to remain competitive and relevant in what we produce here. So we really need to get going.
Yeah. Is there concern, though, that AD units will bring land into crop production that might otherwise be left for nature and biodiversity? Are you going to be? I know you're not going to be competing for grassland, but you know the way farmers are now going to have to leave maybe part of their holding, you know, for biodiversity and to protect the environment. So will you be in competition in that regard?
In no way whatsoever. We would not wish, and that's part of the charter that we sign up to as well. I mean, we have been doing tests with Devonish on multi-sort technology, which can grow up to 30% more. And this sort of technology is very good for nature because not alone does it produce more crop, it sinks more carbon into the soil. So it's a win-win situation. And these are the means that we want to grow the further for this industry.
All right. Well, Minister and Taoiseach and government, it's now over to you, it seems, on this. You're ready to roll with it, and it will be a win-win for farmers, for the environment, for all of us, and particularly at a time when we're looking at rapidly growing energy prices. Donald Dennehy, thank you very much indeed for telling us more about Project Clover. It's something we'll keep an eye on into the future. Thanks for joining us, Donald. Have a great weekend.